Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the past 4 weeks, the prices of gold and silver experienced a major decline once each week. Last week, the suppression occurred on Friday, April 13, during the last 15 minutes of comics trading before 1:30. How is it possible to identify this event as manipulation? Easy. Significant price moves rarely occur in a vacuum. If investors were worried about falling demand for commodities, you would see price declines in several industrial and precious metals. If investors anticipate more quantitative easing, the dollar would tend to drop as U.S. stock markets rise with gold and silver. Last Friday, there was no particular news to spark declining gold and silver prices. There were no sympathetic moves in other markets in conjunction with the fall of precious metals. So, what happened? In the 15 minutes before the COMEX close, 10,000 gold contracts changed hands. Normally, a high percentage of COMEX trading occurs within the first 2 hours of a trading day. The trading of 10,000 contracts, representing 1 million ounces of gold valued at more than $1.6 billion, is highly unusual. At all times in the COMEX market, there are posted bids and asks. Since gold declined during the last 15 minutes of trading, that shows that most trades were made by sellers hitting bids. Any smart investor seeking to sell so much gold would try to do so for the highest possible price. That would be accomplished by spreading the sales over time and among different brokers. Further, a smart seller would do everything possible to avoid depressing prices at the COMEX close. When you combine the quantity of gold contracts sold with the time of day that they were sold, the reasonable conclusion is that these were coordinated sales made solely for the purpose of driving down gold and silver prices. Suspicious selling occurred the previous week at 2 p.m. Eastern on April 3 upon the release of the minutes from the most recent Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Within 30 minutes, the quantity of silver sold equaled 80% of annual worldwide mining production. The deluge of sales started as the minutes were being released. These were not sales by people who read the release and then decided to sell because of the minutes. No, these sales were planned in advance. I previously warned listeners that markets will be more volatile as we get closer to the time when I expect gold and silver prices to soar. When the U.S. government is forced to engineer a major price suppression once a week, we are getting a lot closer to the day when such tactics will no longer work. That's it for this time. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, into which Premier Coins and Collectibles is now being consolidated. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.